Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This interview is brought to you by FNB and RMB, divisions of First Rand Bank Limited. Well, we continue our focus on all things to do with the agricultural space tonight. So as you can tell, we are not messing around. More than anything, we've actually noticed that South Africa continues to play a significant role and influence within the global context of not only business, but agriculture as a whole. So much so that we saw companies and banks like FNB recently participating in the B20 AU Strategic Dialogue. Now, this was focused on Africa's agricultural sector and looking at how best is actually undergoing a critical transformation to ensure food security, the creation of jobs, how it is that we also meet the needs against climate resilience, especially on the back of the fact that flooding and harsh drought conditions have become the norm. To tell us more about this and, of course, just the level of growth that we see in South Africa's agricultural space, our partnership with our continental and global peers, we join on the line by senior agricultural economist at FNB, Ntate Paul Makube. Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Excited to have you back on the show. Ntate Makube, your mic is on mute, so we're stuck in 2020. Got you now.
Good evening, and thanks for having me. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's always wonderful speaking to you. I probably started first engaging you like 6-7 years ago on all themes to do with agriculture, and it's beautiful to actually see how we continue to see a growing level of attention and focus on the agricultural space in South Africa, but also with our peers across the continent. Maybe give us some context around the importance of agriculture as an economic contributor to the continent at large and the different areas of focus and sustainability that it also addresses.
Yes, so if you look at Africa's agricultural sector in terms of its contribution to Africa's economy, we're talking about over 30% contribution to GDP. That's the size of agriculture in the rest of the continent. Obviously, it differs from region to region. If you look at South Africa, in our case, primary agriculture is just about 2.6% contribution. But if you look at the value chain, that is looking at forward and backward linkages with the rest of the economy, we're talking about, closer to 14% contribution from the agricultural sector. So it's quite huge. Mm-hmm. And in Africa, it contributes about, it accounts for about over 50% of jobs in Africa.
Yeah.
So it's a significant, player in the economies of Africa. And with those resource endowments, it is clear that, Africa can feed itself.
Yep. And Africa can feed itself and the rest of the world if we do tap into our necessary resources appropriately. And this is part of the reason why we need to have ongoing international and continental dialogue. At the B20 summit, I had the opportunity to hear much of this feedback as we hosted and navigated the conversations with business leaders. But I am aware that there were also insights that were shared at the B20 AU, African Union Strategic Dialogue. You were on the ground and you were at the forefront of managing and engaging in these conversations. I'm quite keen to hear what your feedback was.
Yeah, so it was very insightful, robust discussions and inputs from members from the rest of Africa and other parts of the world. Businesses that have actually practical, experience in the agricultural space in Africa, Latin America, and they had a huge contributions to make around the issue of agriculture, going forward. The discussion centers around, there were a number of issues that they had to grapple with, and some of them included the issue of trade, the issue of inputs in the agricultural space, the issue of finance in the agri space. So We ended up with those, you know, three themes that were critical in terms of, you know, getting, you know, the agricultural sector, you know, on the continent, you know, on a higher level, but not only on the continent, but the rest of the world, as, you know, BTNT included other countries in the, you know, developed world.
I'm also keen to understand, you know, South Africa's role in actually shaping some of these policies. You know, how big is our voice? How influential is it, especially now at a time of global shifts within the agricultural space?
Yeah, South Africa's agriculture sector is, you know, while very commercial, big on the commercial side, you know, there are a lot of learnings from South Africa in terms of taking, you know, agriculture forward. We operate from a, if you look at it, South Africa is quite a low rainfall area, so the resilience of the agricultural sector, you know, relative to other parts of the world, and the adoption of technologies that catapulted the agricultural sector to actually become a good story to tell over the last decade. So if you look at, you know, the agricultural growth, that has been relatively a good story in South Africa, an exponential growth over the past decade. And that's a combination of adoption of technologies, you know, of new technologies, embracing, you know, GM or, you know, you know, varieties that are, you know, resilient to climate change. So all these lessons were actually, you know, shared with the rest of, you know, the world, and including, you know, colleagues on the African continent.
Outside of the lessons, we do need to do business. And I can imagine this is a robust area of focus. What influence has the conversation around trade had in the agricultural space? And were there any outcomes to it?
Yes, I think the positive outcome is the declaration on adherence to the WTO rules. You know, prior to the G20, B20, there were developments in the world around the issues of trade, especially the tariff issue. And there has been serious concerns about, you know, the move away from multilateralism, and the potential waning of the WTO. And this was, you know, emphasized in the declaration to say that we, you know, the declaration, you know, emphasizes the importance of the WTO that we should, you know, adhere to. So that is, you know, positive. But I think what has also been, you know, discussed around other issues include, you know, the acceleration of the, you know, Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement to ensure that, you know, we deepen trade within Africa, and we actually, you know, eliminate those barriers that will impede trade, that will, you know, potentially unlock opportunities for investment. Because if you look at it from, you know, the perspective of investment, you need investment in infrastructure on the African continent in terms of logistics, logistics infrastructure to get, you know, modernized, you know, ports, to also get, you know, you know, harmonized rules around, you know, the borders in terms of movement of goods. And that requires some investments in IT infrastructure, but I think also on the, you know, transport and roads to get you know produce deep into the continent is very critical. So all those factors will actually enhance you know trade intra-Africa trade.
Something else we need to be mindful of course, is access to capital, right? And there are many reports that actually say that the rate of access to capital in South Africa is too expensive for African financiers. And I'm quite keen, given that you represent a bank, you have your eye on the agricultural space, though, are we seeing some innovative funding and financing solutions coming to the fore?
Yes, there's always... We're not the only players. There are, you know, fintechs that have come in. And it's a question of partnering with them to deliver, you know, innovative solutions for especially the small medium scale farmers on the continent, to enhance the blended finance mechanisms that will bring together development finance institutions and commercial banks to create sustainable and patient capital structures for them to access. So this risk sharing arrangement should recognize that supporting agricultural transformation is an investment in food security and also economic development. And also helps in ensuring that we are climate resilient, because finance will help them to ease the adoption of technologies that are resilient, but also ensure that they have access to markets.
This is critical. It remains one of the factors why we actually need to see enhanced levels of collaboration. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. It's always a pleasure seeing you, speaking to you and hearing your perspective on the agricultural space. And I think more than anything, the key lessons that we have to be mindful of as we move forward in terms of the growth that we're trying to see in South Africa and Africa's agricultural space. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Ntate Makube. Next time we touch base, I'm hoping you'll tell us about the cost of a braai, right? That's always part of the exciting research you share.
around the corner. Yes. But perhaps on a parting note, is that while at G20 level, the political space, tackles some of the issues, it is interesting that B20 level is businesses, and businesses incorporate these milestones into their operations, and therefore you are likely to see traction in terms of pushing for more activity on decisions that have been made around B20, G20. So this is positive in terms of from that perspective.
Got you. Very important. Thank you so much for your time again. Really appreciate your perspective and conversation, and looking forward to touching base with you again as South Africa continues to play an influence on the global stage in terms of shifting the business narrative. That is Ntate Paul Makube, Senior Agricultural Economist at FNB.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.